Hey, it's Eric G. for Around the House. This is for our Portland, Oregon area listeners. Sunday, June 20th, get into full swing for ReFit's first annual charity golf tournament. Play a friendly competition of foursome golf at the Columbia Edgewater Country Club while giving back to a great cause, providing no-cost home improvements to Portland homeowners in need. Go to refitportland.org to register today. That's refitportland.org.
Everybody, stop what you're doing, please!
When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is no better show on your radio. This is Around the House with Eric G.
Where's the hammer?
From your back fence to the sidewalk, Eric will tell you how to keep it all in tip-top shape while helping you save a buck while doing it. If you like DIY projects, it takes a lot of practice to get good at it, and Eric is here to guide the way.
Is it on the... Go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering.
All that and more on the fastest 2 hours of home improvement radio.
These are the wrong plans. These are the old plans. Oh.
Welcome to...
Stop it! Stop
Around the House with Eric G.
Happy New Year's Eve, everybody. Eric G with Around the House. Thanks for listening to today's Pro Insider. Man, I am knocking the cobwebs off. It's been a busy week this week. You know, I thought this week was going to be a little bit slower with kind of all the agencies closed down for the holidays and things like that. Nope, it has been like a normal work week this week. And looking forward to saying goodbye to 2020 this evening. Good freaking riddance. Well, today I wanted to talk about in our Pro Insider podcast, this is for all of you out there that work in the residential building and construction trades. Maybe you're a designer. Maybe you work in a tile store. Maybe you work in a flooring store. Maybe you sell countertops. I don't care. Maybe you're a designer. This one here is for you. Well, today I wanted to just talk about something that is really smart to do, and it's something that really opened my eyes up to my own business model years ago. And I needed to really focus on what was making me money because I spent so much time during the day doing things. And I have to give credit to my buddy Treg. Years ago, he just looked at me one day and says, Eric, you need to focus on things that are directly related to your business being profitable. And I kind of, it stuck with me. And I'm not saying you don't help people out. You don't, that's not what we're talking about. But when we're focusing on our business plan, I'm not talking charity, I'm not talking any of those other things. What I'm talking about is focusing on what makes your business profitable. There were things years ago at the time that I was doing that was kind of playing small ball, you know, just trying to get on base if this was baseball, which can be a smart business model. But I tell you what, I was doing a lot of things that weren't advancing the business or the business model. So here's what I'd like you to do. It's December 31st, 2020 today. Look back at this last year, and yes, it is a flawed model for this year. So take that into account. But take a look at what you spent your time doing, what was profitable, what wasn't. If you're a remodeler, take a peek at what you're doing. You know, I had construction buddy years ago who was doing remodeling. I'm like, why do you do everything else yourself? Of course, except for plumbing and electrical and heating and cooling. I go, you have your insulation guys coming to do the insulation and your drywall guys coming to do the drywall. You're really good at doing drywall. And he says, you know, as a business, I can hire an insulation company to come in cheaper than I can go into Home Depot or Lowe's and buy the insulation. So why would I charge labor and get all dirty and do the stuff that I don't like doing when I'm actually saving my client money by having someone else do it? Sure enough, next time I need to do some insulation, I looked at the numbers and went, wow, it is cheaper to have it installed by another company than it is to actually go buy the materials and put it in myself. So, of course, that was a brilliant model. What are those things that you're missing in your business model today? You know, do you realize you look at a certain customer, a type of customer that you're looking at going, oh, I take on these kind of projects, whatever that is. And you go, wow, I didn't make any money at that. So then you have two choices. You either say no to that and not do those kind of things, or you charge the appropriate amount to make the correct profit dollars on it. So it's a good time to go back and do that review, little forensic, you know, review of what happened in 2020. Where were the profit dollars hiding? If you're a builder, was it this version of a house? If you're a framer, was it a single-story house? Was it this builder? Was it that builder? How is your quoting process working? What worked best? This is really that time of year to sit there and focus. Maybe it's a little slow, maybe it's not. But you can have a killer 2021 by focusing on what's making you money and what's not. This is in my kitchen and bath business every single year. This is when I looked at vendors and I went back and said, okay. Because, you know, here's the thing with cabinetry. And we're going to have some cabinetry people on here in the coming weeks that are really good that I've worked with for decades. But I always reviewed vendors because I would look at my kitchen and bath companies and say, okay, what made me money? What one cost me money? I had a cabinet line that I'd had for years. And the first time I did this, I look back and I go, you know, I made three times the profit dealing with these guys because I got a competitive price and they got stuff to me correct the first time. I didn't take me six times to get stuff done correctly. And when I was out there having to have installers go out, designers go out, all that other stuff, cost me a boatload of money. So those are the things that are great to review in your business model for 2021. And maybe that's where you make a shift or a little pivot to do more of those things that were easier and made you more money. Because we all want your business, whatever that is, in the, you know, residential construction industry, to be profitable, to provide for you and your family and your employees, if there are some, and just be successful. Maybe you look at something and go, you know, I'm a little overpriced on this, but I still did good. I wonder if I drop that down by 5%, be a little more competitive with new people, and I can get rid of this one over here that is bringing in some dollars, but man, I hate doing that. Maybe it's a high risk. Maybe it's, you know, expensive to do. So take a look at that. This is a great time to reflect and take a peek at what went well for 2020 and how do you duplicate that and make it so much bigger for 2021. So just a thought, just something to work on. That can be a good one here for you and your business. And if you've got a little side business going, it's the same kind of thing. You know, if you're out there working for somebody, you're like, I don't care if my boss is making money at this or not. I'm not too worried about it. I'm just out there. I'm a worker bee and I love doing it. Great. If you're doing side jobs, take a peek at that. You know, what's going to get you to that next level as well? And reviewing some of that stuff is going to be good for you. All right, guys, well, that's it. I got a busy day today. I got a jam-packed one. I've actually had to tell some people no today that I couldn't get to stuff today just because of what we have going on. I thought today was going to be an easy one. Not the chance. We've got a big show coming up on Around the House this weekend. We have our cost versus value report. So when you're looking at homes, this is going to give you the average from Remodeling Magazine of what that project costs in your area. And then you could take a peek and see what the return is on your home. Now, for remodelers, building people out there, this is a good qualifying tool for customers because you need to go through and take a peek at this. So if you're not using this and you're a remodeling contractor, this is great. I actually had one of my contractors I worked with. We provided a link to these guys on their website because I wanted his people to see what a project cost from an outside source before he even went out and did an estimate. Because we could really qualify people, because in there, they show you that a average kitchen remodel is like $66,000 in the U.S. for laminate countertops and vinyl flooring in it. And the people that thought they were going to do it for 15 grand, he didn't have to go out to the house because they went, ooh, not even close. So it's a great tool for qualifying consumers out there as well. So take a peek at that this weekend around the house with Eric G. And then in the second half of the show, we will be talking with Greg from Cascade Tree Works. We'll be chatting with him a little bit about really, and this is kind of the important part, what you can do to take a peek at your own trees without calling the professional out, or before you call that professional out, and make sure that they've got that dialed in. Well, we're going to have some fun pro insiders coming up here. I've got on the schedule coming up in the next month or two. I've got some good stuff coming. We're even going to be talking about trademarks with somebody. And an attorney that I've dealt with out of New York that's going to be talking about making sure that your brand is under control so nobody else can steal it and copy it. Because trust me, even with Around the House, I've got plenty of those cats out there that we're dealing with all the time that I have my stuff trademarked. And I paid to have it trademarked, and it was worth every penny doing it. So we'll talk about that in some upcoming shows, as well as a lot of other little business-to-business stuff like that. So thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great new year. Have a safe one tonight as well. Make sure you get home safe, and or even safer, stay home and keep yourself healthy for 2021. As always, thanks for listening to Around the House.
Around the House with Eric G. is produced by Designed by Eric G. in association with Salem Media and distributed nationally by the Sun Broadcast Group. All rights reserved. Copyright 2020 Designed by Eric G. We will be back next week. If you missed part of the show, check out the podcast of all of our shows at AroundTheHouseOnline.com. Remember, measure with a micrometer, mark with caulk, and cut with an axe. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
Bless you. Man, you have been fighting. You've been fighting allergies for a month or two now. What's going on?
I don't know. I think I've got mold.
You've got
mold in my building.
Well, you guys had all the flooding and stuff. I'm not surprised. You should go to examinair.com and see what you've got in that air. So that way you might be able to deal with it because you've been doing this for a long time.
Yeah, I need to figure it out. You're right. Examinair.com. I'll go there.
Go to examinair.com.